Begin the current daf and set this human daf mem gimel. Begin the mem alpha. Begin the tzitzit masa. Begin with the gemara. La Rav, according to Rav, based on his prior interpretation, have a mid achamid. So it's an exclusion after another exclusion. So actually, the mid achamid la Rav is actually the double exclusion. Actually, comes to make an inclusion. What you have to say is that this we're learning out. It says a lazer by the Kabbalah, where from that Rav learns out that actually it's coming to include that even a kohen hedyah is going to be kosher. You have to say, L'rabbis kohen hedyah, this that is including a regular kohen, shei kosher, is that it's going to be valid, is b'kabola b'azor, it's receiving the blood and spraying the blood. B'itzah, but to take the para out to the hara mishcha, the shechita, and the slaughtering, that must be dafka loza. That has to be specifically a loza. Because the halakuli lishni, amrin alel, according to all the versions, the Gemara previously said, when it says, by the first part that they brought in the midbar, it said, oisa, that meant that was lo loza, that was specifically for the skan. And therefore, if you would say this ribui is coming to conclude the kohen hedyah for the taking out neshchita, so it comes out there's nothing that you're saying specifically was done with a lazer. So obviously, it's only for Kabbalah and Aizah, not for the Aizah and neshchita. Now, but this that Rav had been quoted before by saying neshchita is par bizar psula. Now, he was quoted as saying that the slaughtering of the paraduma is going to be valid with a zar. The mashma sounds like only a non-kohen, but a regular kohen is going to be kosher. Didn't we just say that we cannot say that the inclusion is including the shechita too? And that's the case. Some of you can say, "Yeah, deris kama." That was for future generations. And the severe lay kahu lishna, he holds like that version to hold the oisal alazakain. That generation it had to be for a lazakain. Hala deris b'kain hedyah, but future generations, then even the shechita can be done by the kain hedyah. Kinek says, "Master, begin with the Gemara. Hakol kshein lekadosh. Everyone is able to do the kiddush." Which, what does that mean? Pirush Rashi, he says, Hamayim al-Efer. It means mixing the ashes with the water. The way Rashi says is the water on the ashes. Now, Mesechta Parah b'kama duchti mashma, but Mesechta Parah in many places says, it sounds like, Shoyin nisna efer l'mayim. No, they don't put the water on the ashes, they put the ashes on the water. Ay, modichsiv, ay, this it says in the Pasuk, b'lochala tomei ma'afar sebes achatas, that they took for the tomei person the ashes of the burnt paraduma b'nosn lov mayim chayim akeli, and they put on it the live waters into the vessel. The mashma, Hamayim al-Efer, that sounds like Rashi, that you put the water on the ashes. So it says, what you could explain, when it says, benosna love, you put on it, doesn't mean on it, it means bishvila, because of it. Because of it, mayim chayim al-keli, they put the live waters into the vessels, and only then did they put the ashes on it. And so it says, to the contrary, actually, mashmash hamayim nogim kli, it actually sounds like that the water was touching the vessel, because it says el-keli, and that is obviously that the ashes weren't there, and then only subsequently, and then you put the ashes on the water on top of that. Tinek says, not to begin with the Gemara, my belokhul atame, what's this plural, and they should take for the tummy person? To tell you that full of the pasul akhlas, and that even the minor who we had invalidated the prior avodah, other kasha regarding this part of the procedures of the paraduma is going to be kasha. So Tais says, v'had the makshar tfebe kut me'mecher shaita, why are we validating the minor any more than his usual two counterparts, his amigos, the cheresh and the shaita, which was, they were all three invalidated in the prior, why here are we only including the cotton? So it says, what you could say is Mishum the Asl Chaldas, because he's still one step above the other two, because he's going to become to the category of consciousness, of intelligence. He just has to become an adult. But because of that, we're going to include him over that of, in addition to the Cheresh and the Shaita. The next says, Masl, the beginning was the Gemara Benosna, that says in the Pasuk, Belay Benosna, that only the man and not the woman. Now, Taisa 1, this is Abagab the Chalter, Kul of Lashon Zachan, number 1, and the whole Torah said in the masculine. But Falachi, even so, Lemim, Tin, the Isha, we don't exclude a woman every time it says the masculine. El Hechel, except Ishmael, the only says explicitly man. So why are we here from Venasan, we're excluding a woman? Ishmael says, what you can say is because the Shani Hacha, here it's different. Because Menashani Krabadi Bure, even the fact that the Pasuk is changing its wording, because the Chsib Alakul Ashram, it starts with plural of Alakul. And then, Bahadur Chsib Venasan, it says in the singular Venasan. And it says in the masculine. Lachadashin, from the fact that it changes, therefore we expound to say v'loy benosna, and not when she goes and she places it. Which I know Tais Yivam is saying beis and beis the maskal benosna, where there he says that the word benosna is superfluous, and therefore from that so we exclude a woman. The next says to begin with the Gemara, the shakol chad b'yov chad, until one takes and one places. Perish places says, meaning what the Gemara is saying is, had it said in the singular balakach hamanasin, I would have thought to say now who goofed the shakol, the one who went and took the ashes. He himself has to be ma'arv l'b'mayim, has to be the one to do the kiddush to mix it into the water, and therefore I had to say v'lokhu, to say that no, it could even be two and one, that it doesn't have to be that same person. Connect says, at the beginning with the Gemara, hakok shein lahazis. Everyone is able to do the spraying, chutz mitumda madregin v'chulu, except for tumda madregin, etc. That's the time to one and two. Because the hanichi mishnayis, that kok shein lahazis, these two mishnayis, of everyone's able to do the Kiddush, and everyone's able to do the Hazah. Mishnah Maseches Parah. This is Mishnah's Torah Maseches Parah. And the difficulty is that, so it's in the same Tana, same Masechta, but Maishno de Bekiddush. Why is it regarding the Halacha of the Mishnah that says everyone's able to do the Kiddush, which is mixing the water with the ashes? Loikutani doesn't say over there, Tumtum, Behadi Ishavan Dragonis, Kiddikhtani Gabay Hazam. Why, when we're saying that, oh, but we're invalidating the woman and the Dragonis, by Hazah, there, as we say in the Tezdim Maslum, we mention, except for the Tumtum and Dragonis and the Isha. But by the Kiddush, we don't mention the Tumtum. Why not? So it says, what you could say is, because the Tanakh of Rabbi Yehuda, Nami Pasle, the Tumtum, the Kaddish, because you don't have to say it by Kiddush, because it's Rabbi Yehuda. And the Tanakh of Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the Tumtum is invalid to do the Kiddush. Meshahu Savak Aral, for a different reason. For the reason because we're not sure if he's uncircumcised, because we can't tell what gender he is. He might really be a male and might be uncircumcised, because I'm a paragraph, like the Gemara and Yavamas, everybody's amazed. Tumtum Shekitcha Kiddush Apostle. The Tumtum that does this Kiddush, his Kiddush is invalid, Nishu Savak Aral, because it maybe is an Aral. But Aral is a Kiddush, Kiddush Apostle. And the Aral that does the Kiddush, his Kiddush is invalid. Now, Andragin is a Kiddush, Kiddush Akasher, Nishu Savak Isha, because he's a doubtful of a woman, which the Tanakhama holds a woman is valid. So Andragidus would be valid. Behuda Paisal Isha of Andragidus Ruth says no, a woman, and hence also Andragidus, which is Safak Isha, are invalid. So since also the Tanakhama agrees that Tumtum is going to be possible, Behuda did not have to mention it, together with Isha and Andragidus. And the Tanakhama and Behuda must need, the Tanakhama Behuda of the Mishnah that everyone's fit to do the Kiddush, Hain the Tanakhama Behuda rises the Paraka Oral, which the severely could be keeping, the Marble Oral Kitomi. He includes the Oral like a Tommy person that. Therefore, although he disagrees with Yehuda regarding Isha and Andragonus, but he agrees that the Aral and Tumtum are going to be possible. Therefore, we did not have to mention it. Yeah, of course it's possible, but we didn't have to mention it by Kiddush. We only mentioned it by that of Hazah. Now, okay, so we know why Yehuda didn't mention it. Why didn't the Tanakama, when he says everyone's going to do Kiddush, why doesn't he mention the Chutz from Tumtum, just like he says Chutz Mecher Shred V'Katan, when he agrees that Tumtum is possible? That's actually why we said Yehuda did not have to mention it. Yeshem says what you can say is ain't made them like close. You're right. You can't learn that from general categories. Even when it says except, and betana chutz mecheshet v'katan. You're right. Although he says everyone's able to do it besides cheshet v'katan, v'shayer oral v'tamim v'tumtum. You're right. He left out, but they would also be invalidated. Someone who's uncircumcised, someone who's tamim, as someone that's a tumtum. Now, b'hadalei parakum masneitin. So why didn't the Gemara ask from the Mishnah? Leman dama oral shehiz hazasik sheira. According to the one that holds that oral that sprays. His spraying is valid. There in Yavamis, the Gemara did not ask from this Mishnah. Upark Mabraisa. It asked from a Braisa. But when we explained that in the Mishnah, that between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Huda, that Tumtum that sprays is going to be invalid because it's a Safak Aral. So obviously you see that they both hold the Aral is possible to do the Azah. So why asking from a Braisa when you could ask from the Mishnah? And that's his test. So much you could say is from the Braisa could turn my head here because the Braisa is explicitly the Azah Sipsula. Although we're inferring from the Mishnah that they both hold of this by Tumtum, that they hold of this by Oral regarding Hazal, but it's not explicit, therefore it was asked from the Braisa. The next system has to begin with the Gemara Isha Misadotoy. And the child could do it together with the woman supporting him. Now, Meperek Basu, the Misadotoy is part of the Sefer Mefarish, Keta Misadotoy, how does the woman help the child? Mechezes Lehamayim, she could hold the water for him, even when he's spraying. But let me believe, Bashas Tvila Seizim, I have to say that she could hold it when he's dipping the hyssop into the water. There's no chashav treyavusa because the spraying is considered more bechidish to validate the minor mitvilas ezer from the part of just dipping in the hyssop. Should the krad the machshirim and the cotton because the pasuk that validates a minor doing it is mitvila kasa. Now we already know from Torah that it's mentioned by the dipping. That's like it says in pasuk betavu b'mayim ish tahar that a pure man will dip it into the water. The shemina where he said what's the word tahar come to sell us lahakshar cotton to validate a minor. And b'fin hazam etvil the iskesh shuladadu. We only learn that a hekesh from the spraying to the dipping because they're mentioned near each other. Kedisa b'sei peg beis the megillah nabchav menal. So therefore, the big chiddush is the hazam that the cotton is going to be valid and that the woman could support him. Now, m'sin the peg bas the par mesayim alam. The mission, the last peg in para, the mishnah concludes. Then achsa b'yade afil b'shas hazay possible. But if the woman holds on to his hand, even at the time of the spraying. Oh, then it's going to be possible because then the woman's like participating in the Hazah, which the woman is possible for. Now, v'ri misimfoin gimgim b'zeh. Finds a difficulty with this, that the bigger chiddush we're saying by the cotton is by the spraying than the tefillah, because the b'tesefta mashma da zahav rebusik tefillah hachsh, like we said, the zukitin damid beis, the b'tesefta sounds like that the spraying is a bigger chiddush to validate. But the imkain, if that's the case, then b'masnitin gabi pasul, then when the Mishnah mentions that the when it's invalid, when the woman assists the boy, where she actually holds his hand, then havalei lemisni, then it should have said afilu b'shas tefillah. That's even gonna be puzzle, even if she assists him during the time of the tefillah, not at the time of the azoya, because what do you mean? The bigger chiddush to puzzle is even the tefillah. Of course, the azoya, which is less kosher and therefore more puzzle. And that's a system nearly like kosher. Now it seems to me it's not difficulty. Why? Because this that we invalidate when the woman assists and holds the hand of the boy. That's because it's as if the woman's doing it. On that part of the woman, it's more obvious to invalidate the woman by the dipping than it is by the spraying. Why? Because the pasuk that excludes a woman is by the dipping. So that's what it's saying, that the bigger chiddush to validate the woman is by the spraying, because the tefillah is the more pashut one. Whereas lagabi hechsher katan, regarding validating the minor, when the woman's not holding his hand, just holding the bowl, which that's okay. Havavusa tfei baza, that's a bigger chiddush, that it's going to be okay by the spraying. Shem dekrod makshin me katan, but Felix, because the pasuk that validates a minor is by the tefillah. And therefore the Tana has to tell us that even the azah is going to be kosher, that she could hold the bowl for him with the water, even mishas azah, that's a bigger chiddush on the validation of the minor than it is for the case of the tefillah.